Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to the Fourth Official's post-game show for Orlando City's 3-0 loss to the Portland Timbers on Sunday night. Just an all-around devastating night for the Lions. They go across the country to take on the Timbers at Providence Park. Sunday night showcase, final game of the weekend, and it just was not the Orlando City's game from the very beginning. They give up a couple of goals in the first half. They go into halftime trailing by two, and then the wheels just really fall off in the final 45 minutes. A pair of red cards, a third goal for Portland, and Orlando walks out with the tail between their legs. It's the final game of their four-game road trip here, and they'll probably never be more thankful than they are right now to be returning back home to Orlando this week. They'll take on the New England Revolution this Wednesday. That game will be at Orlando City Stadium. Kickoff set for 7:30 on that one. So it's just a two-day turnaround to come all the way back across the country and to take on a team in your home grounds that you just lost to 4-0 earlier in the month, about 3 weeks ago. But it was a disastrous night for Orlando City. Nothing could go their way. We'll pick things up here quickly. You know, those first 30 minutes was all against Orlando. Darren Maddox was absolutely a beast up there up top. He was unleashed, and Orlando really couldn't keep up with him. Jonathan Spector back in the lineup after leaving last week's game against Atlanta injured. Clearly not a 100% in this one. The knee playing on turf once again. You can kind of see it that he was bothering him a little bit. But the matchup with Darren Maddox was really killing the Lions from the beginning, and I think Maddox really took advantage of that, and he saw it in Portland and was doing a really good job of playing through him up top in place of Fernando Addy, who was out with a hamstring injury. Maddox was getting in behind the defense the entire night, and then it finally leads to something in the 14th minute. He gets in. It looks like at first that Jonathan Spector makes a clean tackle on the ball. The ball is coming in. He makes a tackle in from behind. No call from referee Baldomero Toledo, but sure enough, they go to the video review on that one. They take a look at it, and on second thought, on the review, it looks like Spector not only didn't get a touch on the ball, but he clips Maddox from behind. I think you got to go, it's a clear and obvious penalty on that one. The referee made the right call to look at that. It was a pretty seamless transition and use of video replay in that scenario. And hats off to MLS and Pro for doing that, because it's been a bumpy ride up to this point, and I think they really nailed it on that one, even if the outcome was not what Orlando City was hoping for in that respect. So Spector gets the yellow card on that one. Diego Valeri steps up, and he easily slots home the penalty kick. It's his 19th goal of the year that tied Major League Soccer lead in that time. And then not long after that, about 14 minutes later, it's Maddox. Again, Asparilla, a beautiful assist. He makes a perfect run down the right side of the field past Donny Toya, gets up near the byline, and hits a crossover that Maddox is able to finish. 2-0 then that moment, and Orlando City is quickly unraveling early in the first half. So Lions are able to hold on to that. They go into halftime. Jonathan Spector, 2 minutes into the start of the half. Red card, it was a second yellow, a really just gutsy tackle that he goes in there for. Probably for a veteran guy like himself, should have known better going into that one, but he sees a second yellow. That's a red card, and the Lions are down to 10 men for the rest of the match. Seb Hines comes on roughly 4 minutes later for Dylan Powers. The Lions went into that half. They started out the game playing a 4-3-3, or a 4-4-2 diamond formation. No Kaká in this one, and then they switched up to a 4-2-3-1 to start that second half. Didn't even last for more than 5 minutes. Didn't even last for 3 minutes as they're forced into basically a 4-4-1 for the rest of the match, with Seb Hines coming on for the midfielder there. And then in the 59th minute, Portland, once again, it's Diego Valeri. A through ball hits up on Darren Maddox. Maddox is able to break through, and he gets a shot off. Joe Bendick makes a fantastic save to get a paw on it. Slows the ball down, but it stays in play just enough for Maddox, or for Valeri, to follow up and clean it up. It's his 20th goal of the season. He now leads the Major League Golden Boot race. First midfielder in Major League Soccer history with 20 goals. So MVP candidate over there on that side. Not sure if you guys are too happy about that one, but it's still an accomplishment nonetheless, and you're watching a pretty good player out there tonight. The rest of the night, though, it just goes against Orlando City. Kyle Aaron came off in the 69th minute. PC comes on in the 77th for Donny Toya. 85th minute, straight red card. Looked like he gave a little bit of an elbow up into the face of Darren Maddox on a free kick. Listen, as the Lions go down to 9 men for the rest of the match, and then the rest is history, obviously. So they lose the game 3-1, and it's just a terrible game for the Lions. Third time this season, and I didn't believe it myself when I saw this, third time this season that they have been down to 9 men in a match because of 2 red cards, and it's the 6th red card, PC's was, that this team has seen in the last 7 games. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think, you know, when Jason Christ said those comments earlier in the year about Major League Soccer or about pro referees being intimidated by the Lions, especially when they're playing at home, I'm not a conspiracy theorist in buying that. I think it is just a lot of bad luck. I think it is just a lot of coincidence that this thing's happened to Orlando City. It's just rough. And, you know, I'm essentially out of words, honestly. And for a guy who's sitting here talking right now into a microphone, I'm supposed to be having words. I'm supposed to say what is on my mind and to kind of break this down. But honestly, I don't even know at this point. You know, I've been watching this team in Major League Soccer for 3 seasons now, and at a certain point, things just kind of stop surprising you with Orlando City. But, you know, right now, it's the way that this team, the way that this season has gone. You know, the start that they had, and things just seemed so surreal, and it was almost like they were a completely different ball club at that point. And then, you know, the summer rolls around and things start to happen, and they start to fall back into the form we thought they were going to be, and now the stuff like this. It's just, I don't know how you defend this club. And listen, I the calls for Jason Christ are louder than ever right now, and you know, fans are saying that they're going to be shocked if he's still the coach tomorrow morning. Let me tell you what, I'd be shocked. You're going to be in for a pretty big surprise when you wake up tomorrow morning, or on Monday morning, I believe. And I don't think Jason Christ is going anywhere. I think that, you know, I don't know how many times I can preach this. It's not a one-year thing. It's not, this team wasn't going to be turned around overnight. I get it. The results are not good. I completely understand that. I am fully there. I'm not saying that these are acceptable results. I'm not saying that the team is playing good soccer. But the breaks that this team is getting week in and week out that are just going against them, it's hard to say. It's really hard to look at and define. And it's hard to put that all on the coach right now. And it's Orlando City in a nutshell. It's 2017. It's the year that they're having, and it just is on par with the season that this team has had to, you know, overcome at this point. And listen, before I got on to recording this, I was hearing that there was death threats being sent by fans to Jason Christ. Some fans allegedly threatening to storm practice and fight players. That shit has no place in this game. That has no place in this sport. It has no place in general. It's a sport. Threatening to fight a coach, threatening to fight players because you're not happy with the way that they're playing a game? Come on. Grow up. That's just ridiculous. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because I think it's ridiculous, and there's just no reason that those thoughts should even be going through somebody's mind. It's a sport. You can turn off the TV. These guys, the players, are the ones that have to deal with this. They're the ones that get paid to play the game. You have the ability to turn away. They have to live this. This is their career. This is their job. You think that they're not as happy as you are? Come on. It's difficult. But getting back to the game now, it's a rough night for Yoshi Utone. Probably his worst game that he's played for Orlando City. He did have 5 key passes in the match, 77% possession or passing. But he was dispossessed 4 times. He was just having a rough night. He was like, you know, he was giving the ball away. His passing wasn't completely on point like we're used to seeing. He wasn't the distributor. I thought Orlando really struggled with Portland's pressure early in that match. They couldn't get anything going, and we saw that same kind of gameplay that this team's been going throughout the years. You try to play those long balls forward, and hopefully somebody gets on the end of one. And, you know, surprise, surprise, it wasn't working out for the Lions, and Portland was well prepared to defend that. And Orlando City just wasn't on point. 13 shots, only 4 on target, as opposed to Portland's 17 shots, 10 of those were on target. All around a rough night for Orlando in so many respects. And they just couldn't get anything going as the, you know, the scoreline shows. The red cards, I don't think, directly impacted the game. Portland only scored, obviously, one goal while they had the man advantage. All those goals came in, two of the bigger goals came in the second, in that first half. You know, they took advantage. Tommy Redding got caught sleeping on that first, on that third goal in the first half. And Portland flat out used their speed to kind of beat Orlando City, and Orlando couldn't keep up with that. And that's been a problem all season long, is this team can't keep up with pace. We saw that against Atlanta last week. Orlando City had to really bunker down, but even then, Atlanta was running all over the field with them. They couldn't stop them. Orlando doesn't have the speed in the back. Donny Toy is a good defender. Jonathan Spector is a good defender. Tommy Redding is a good defender. They're all good defenders. But when you're putting those situations where you have to defend a guy who's a lot quicker than you are, and if he gets that front foot on you, he gets that extra step, he gets a good through ball, you know, from his teammate, it's going to be a tough situation. And that's what we saw out there tonight, is this team was just put into a lot of tough situations, and they weren't able to respond to it. They weren't able to handle it. That's kind of Orlando City in a nutshell this season. No Kaká in the lineup. He was on the bench, suspended last weekend due to accumulation. A lot of the talking point, the talking point coming into this one, how the team's performed with and without him this season. 1-9-3 without Kaká this season. 7-3-4 with him in the starting lineup. Didn't play at all in this one. Probably for the best, as the Lions clearly out of the ball game. No reason to risk him on turf when you have a game at home on Wednesday night. You know, I think the numbers with Kaká, they're somewhat of a coincidence. They don't tell the whole story as you see out there tonight. Yes, the team does play better without him. I think when you look at the kind of player he is and the style that Jason Christ wants to play, he doesn't necessarily fit into this lineup. He doesn't fit into this 4-4-2 diamond. You know, when he came into Major League Soccer, when Orlando City first signed him, it was a lot easier to build a team around him because you're starting out fresh. You're bringing in these players, and it's a lot easier to kind of mold a team around him. And I think that this is just not the way it is anymore. He's a different player now. He's an older player. He's a lot slower. He's at the end of the line. And I think, you know, there's some rumors out this week that he might be heading back to Brazil to finish out his career in Sao Paulo. I think if that's true, even if it's not, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I believe, and I've believed this for several months now, if not before the beginning of the season, that he's done. This is going to be it. I think he goes, you know, Jason Christ, when he took this team over, it wasn't his job to build this team around Kaká and to make it work. I think what you're seeing now is, with Jason's comments earlier in the week, he's coming into this trying to field the best possible lineup, the strongest lineup every week, and it says a lot. It speaks volumes that Kaká's on the bench now, that he's not starting in this game. And I think that just says the direction this team's trying to go. They want to be younger, they want to be faster, and he doesn't necessarily fit into that mold. It's a tough one right now, and I understand that there's a lot of frustration out there, and I can see the comments rolling through on Twitter. There's a lot of shameful, outclassed, outcoached, who really expected different. You know, I don't really know, I can't speak for everybody as far as expectations, but my thing right now, and it was a lot different earlier in the year when this team was starting to win. It was still tough to imagine them going into a match and just completely, you know, being the better team and winning, because that's just not what we're used to seeing. If, you know, watch this team for 3 years in this league, they don't just win games. You don't pick Orlando City as a favorite very often going into matches, but right now it's tough to say that. And, you know, Portland came into the match one of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're playing good soccer. They have some really good players on their team. They have the league's now leading goal scorer. They have an MVP candidate. You have Darlington Nagbe, Diego Valeri. It's tough. It really is tough to put expectations on this team. They have 4 games left now. They're still 7 points back of the playoffs. At least as of right now, the Red Bulls do have a game in hand on Orlando. They're holding that 6th playoff spot. You know, I don't think anyone's expecting this team to make the playoffs, and I don't think anyone's been expecting this team to make the playoffs for several weeks now. at a certain point, you almost want it to just end so you can stop pretending like there's an opportunity for them to make it. But it doesn't look like we're getting there anytime soon. You know, I'm going to wrap things up here because there's just not much else left to say. There's not, you know, like I said, I'm just at a loss for words as to what I can say about this team because it's all been said. It's the same story every week. We deal with the same issues every game. The games against DC and Atlanta over the past couple weeks were a change of pace, and there were some positive signs. This game was the complete opposite of that. It was back to the old ways. You know, the team struggled. Jason Christ struggled to adjust in that first half. And to a degree, I understand the arguments against him that, you know, tactically it wasn't best. But again, I look at it as the players that he has. These are the players that he has. You know, this team is not going to be the same team that you see out there next year. I think for the most part, Jason Christ and Nikki Budulich deserves credit on this too. They've done a very good job of bringing in players this season. Most of the guys that Christ has brought in have been hits rather than misses. When you look at Scott Sutter, Jonathan Spector, Giles Barnes, he's played every game this season. Yoshi Utone, Dom Dwyer he's not a miss yet. He's not a hit yet either. I think that's going to be more determined next season when the roster is kind of more coherently put together, more ready. You know, Will Johnson, for the most part, was playing good soccer this season. At least he was through the first few months. Obviously, he's probably played his last game for this club. But that's, you know, you fire the coach, you're looking at another rebuild. I don't think that's the answer. I think you go into next season with this guy, and like I've said a million times before, Jason Christ is the coach of this ball club. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. I'm Gavin Eubank. You've been listening to the Fourth Officials Postgame Show. I'm going to get the hell out of here. Try to calm down. Have a good rest of your Sunday night if you're listening right now. Have a good rest of your Monday. Enjoy the week. We'll see you guys on Tuesday after the game. Actually, no. We'll see you on Wednesday with another episode of the Orlando Soccer Show. So go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Fourth Official Show. Follow us on iTunes. Give us a rate, comment. And then we'll see you guys Wednesday night for another postgame show at Orlando City Stadium following that game against the New England Revolution. All right. Have a good night. Have a good rest of your week. Calm down. The coach isn't getting fired.